of these things started to happen where I was like, whoa, let me back up here. What do I believe? What is my choice? I believe that I am a sovereign creator and that I created this life with the heart and mind of God and that I am an extension of God in this human body. And so therefore, there is nothing that I can do that's going to disconnect me from that love. I have to keep it simple. I have to keep it practical. And I can't get in the minutiae of what spiritual teachings out there are trying to make people believe because I just had to find my own way. So I encourage you to trust the inner guidance that's within you and the energy that is pulling you in certain directions because you have your own soul path.
Hey, soul family, welcome to the Alive and Awake podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Kay, and I have spent the last 20 years teaching people how to work with their wounds and overcome their greatest fears so they can learn how to thrive in a world where they were only taught to conform. Each week, we will dive deep into the practical, the spiritual, and the mystical so I can teach you how to do the inner work to know yourself, trust yourself, and eventually love yourself enough to create a world where you feel fully alive, awake, and free. So don't forget to hit that subscribe button and never miss an episode. Ready? Let's dive in.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I cannot believe that it has been 1 year and almost 30 days since I have recorded an episode and came and talked to you live. I reflect on this past year and what happened that made me drop off. And I'll be honest with you guys, I went through a major expansion that certainly was not expected, but in typical spiritual fashion, they usually never are. And back in April of 2025, I was creating an online course for Divine Feminine Awakening with 6 modules and 6 workbooks, still trying to put out episodes, managing my podcast all on my own, feeling like I just had no space to do it all and something had to go. And I was like, you know what? The podcast needs a rest. The channel needs a rest. Let's kind of regroup. Let's figure it out. And here we are, a year later, it took to figure it out. I always knew that I wanted to start back up. I always knew that I wanted to speak. I always knew that there was something more in me that I felt called to teach, but I wasn't fully clear on what that was. I felt like I was having all this divine inspiration flowing through me, and then it felt like it came to a halt because if I'm really honest with myself and you all, I was still working in a masculine way where I was putting out content to put out content because I felt like I would lose my spot in the algorithm or people wouldn't see it. I had to do it all on my own and I had to produce and produce and produce. And I was radically reminded of the medicine that I teach and that rest is the way that the spirit moves through the feminine body and that when we are called to take action, we're supposed to take action. When we're inspired and it feels like it's alive and awake, as in the podcast name, and that when we are not inspired, and when we don't feel our energy behind it, we are actually being called to pause, to rest, and to integrate. So last year around Lionsgate of 2025, I went through a radical expansion. Lionsgate is one of the portals that I actually treat very, very seriously. Like I really feel connected to that for lots of different reasons. And everyone has their own ways to, you know, portals, new moon, full moon, like you can get totally lost in the matrix. So the only ones that I really choose to honor for myself and my own spiritual path is Lionsgate and 1111. I feel like those are two of the most activating ones where I've actually felt the energy and I felt spirit coming through me. And I really got very clear on what it was that I wanted in my life and what I didn't want in my life or what I wanted more of. Because from the outside, everything looked really great, honestly. Like I was very, very happy. I had a lot going for me, but I also felt like something was missing. So I was doing a deep dive to try to figure out what that was. And I felt really called to deepen my relationship with God, with source, with spirit, whatever language you want to use for whatever higher power, higher energy that created this earth plane and is moving through you, that's beating your heart, digesting your food, I welcome here. If God is too triggering for you because of religious trauma, I invite you to use whatever word and language feels the best to you and your soul, because you are on your own path and you don't have to believe it because I do. I truly believe that we are all one and we are all here on purpose, and that we all have our own way to figuring out what the source of that energy is called and what it means to us. So anyways, I wanted to get very, very clear on the kingdom work that God was asking me to do in the world. I felt like I was producing and creating, and it did feel alive, but it didn't feel like it felt like something was missing, if I'm honest. And so I did a fast. I drew three cards from my Lyran Oracle deck, a cosmic spread deck. And the first card actually really wrenched me, because in the guidebook, one of the questions that it asked was, who are you? How do you identify yourself? And if you've ever asked yourself that question, it's a difficult one to answer, because we are taught that our identity comes from the roles that we play in this world. I am a mother. I am a teacher. I am a therapist. I am a coach. I'm a breathwork practitioner. I am a workout freak. Whatever label we want to say to explain I am is used through this like 3D matrix or physical reality. And I was like, no, I am those things. I play those roles. I fit those parts. But at my core, it's not who I am. And it was July 31st of 2025 where it finally came to me. And I'm going to read to you what I came up with and why what I wrote invoked so much fear in me that it actually put a pause on me truly stepping into my divine calling and the work that God was asking me to do in the world. Again, I had already created an online course. I was already doing amazing things in the world, creating workshops. I felt really, really high. But this one question and this one journal entry really wrenched me. And my inner child started to experience all this fear, because looking back on it now, I had no idea what was to come. And so here we go. There was a lot of fear that came up as I wrote this, but I was doubting my knowledge. I was doubting my voice. I was doubting my power. I was doubting, who am I to teach this in the world? Who am I to be seen on a YouTube channel to talk about these things? What are my credentials? What's my authority? I went through a massive identity, almost not crisis, that's extreme, but confrontation, we'll call it. And so what I wrote was that my experiences are my authority. The fact that I healed my body from all of the trauma and all the pain and all the mother and father wounding that I experienced, that is my authority. I get to talk about that because I'm meant to help other women and people evolve out of that. Not only am I a therapist for the past 20 years working in this realm, like, who am I not to teach these things? And then I said, my healing journey and what I've overcome is my scripture, and my online course and what I teach and talk about is the sermon. Jesus did not need credentials to do the work he did in the world, and neither do I. So I said, I am a leader in the divine feminine Christ movement here on earth. I am here to show and pave a new way, the new earth feminine Christ way that has been written out of sacred texts that are meant to be rebirthed through self-acceptance, self-love, and showing what it looks and feels like to break free from societal conditioning, shame, culture, and a 3D slave matrix. I am done being shy about my mission, as some of my spiritual teachers say, that I am not as bold as I could be or should be. And they were right. And it took a full year for me to fully believe that and trust that. I came here to speak about Christ and Christ consciousness and what this brother has taught me, introducing me to his father and his mother, to co-create my own heaven on earth, a life of abundance, pure joy, prosperity, and pleasure. When you remove the darkness from your carbon-based DNA and human body, you become only light. You become the light of the world. you get to have whatever you want in this lifetime. I don't like making promises that I can't keep. But if you're here and if you're listening to me and if you feel guided to stay tuned to this message, then you are sent here. The energy that lives within you is always guiding you and pulling you in the direction that you are meant to go, which is why I had to pause, because it didn't feel like the spirit was running through me in the way that I wanted it to, and it didn't feel like I was delivering the messages the way that I felt called to. It felt forced. It felt very masculine. It felt very productivity oriented. And I am not here to live that way. I want to be in flow with my feminine side. I want to be in love with the life that I'm creating and every single person that is in it. And not to my surprise, 8 days after I wrote this letter on Lionsgate 2025, my divine counterpart walked into my life unexpectedly. Because I did a lot of work on Lionsgate last year where I had to understand what was missing from my life. I had abandoned parts of myself. I love adventure. I love feeling alive. I love freedom and excitement and fun and play. But I was involved in a spiritual community for a really long time that, if I'm honest, really, it didn't make me. That's not the right word. I started to abandon parts of myself, and I started to judge myself because I didn't feel like I was as spiritual as some of those people in there. And what I had to get very, very clear on was what was true for me, who I was, how I wanted to operate, what I believed, and what really felt resonant and true for me, and what didn't. And I had to just back away from certain things that they were saying because I started to doubt myself. I started to judge myself. I'm not going to be connected to God. I'm going to be abandoned. I'm going to be ashamed. Like, all of these things started to happen where I was like, whoa, let me back up here. What do I believe? What is my choice? I believe that I am a sovereign creator and that I created this life with the heart and mind of God and that I am an extension of God in this human body. And so therefore, there is nothing that I can do that's going to disconnect me from that love. I have to keep it simple. I have to keep it practical. And I can't get in the minutiae of what spiritual teachings out there are trying to make people believe because I just had to find my own way. So I encourage you to trust the inner guidance that's within you and the energy that is pulling you in certain directions because you have your own soul path. You have your own work that you are called to do in this world, and you are here on purpose. So if something doesn't feel right to you and it doesn't feel resonant with you, then that's not for you. Don't force it. The feminine is energetic. The feminine is feeling. The feminine is intuitive. We have all the answers that we need within us, which is why I said the consciousness of Christ and that energy that created you is within your beautiful heart. Your higher self is leading you. You are not alone on this path and you are not alone on this journey. And as you continue to tune into me, I will teach you how to use experiences that are happening in your life to do some deeper work and ask yourself some deeper questions so that you can get to the other side of understanding why certain things occur, but also how to use them for good, how to use the experiences in the physical reality to understand that if it's happening to me and if it is around me, then it is for my highest good, for me to pay attention so that I can rise more into my authentic self, so that I can remember my power or take my power back from sources or people that are taking it away from me, so that I can create a life that feels radically free through my authentic expression. So we will be diving into a lot when it comes to this podcast. And I know now that because I was meant to meet my divine counterpart, that I wasn't ready to start this podcast until that was the case. Because I will tell you, I had to do a lot of inner work to be ready for the sacred union that God had planned for me. When I look back on my life and I look back on my relationships and the experiences that I was going through with holding onto my own wounding and not knowing my worth or knowing my power, I was not ready for a high-level relationship that this one is activating in me, that I believe that we are meant to do the work in the world to raise our consciousness, raise humanity's consciousness through the power of loving ourselves and feeling whole and complete. And when you feel whole and complete, you can actually be an energetic match for your what you desire to come into your life. I really, truly do believe that that is available for everyone if that's what they choose. But we are conditioned to believe that it's our age or our past or things that have happened to us that make us unlovable, unwanted, unchosen, unworthy of love. And in my experience, that couldn't be farther from the truth, which is why I am so excited to introduce a new aspect of this podcast. As I was looking back on the 40 episodes that I created last year and the year before, they were good. They were powerful. I went back and listened and I was like, oh no, I have a lot to say. And I really do agree with the content that I was putting out. However, I didn't love doing interviews with people because in some ways it didn't allow me to tap into my own gifts where I could resonate with the work that I do in the world because I'm not an interviewer. If you've ever met me, I am not a surface level person. I like to go deep. I like to pick apart shit. I like to ask questions and get to know people, and not a lot of people are ready to go there. And I almost felt like when I was doing interviews, it kind of felt like I was pulling teeth a little bit. Like, I don't do superficial small talk. It's just not who I am. And that's okay. So I had to accept that about myself. And when I thought about reintroducing this podcast, I was like, well, how do I make it Alicia's? I don't want to make it like The Matrix or do what anybody else is doing. I want to do it the Alicia way. And what I decided was to introduce a new subset of episodes called Awaken with Alicia, where I will be bringing guests on that have specific topics and struggles and things that they feel stuck with and that they need to work through. And I will do live coaching and live interviewing to help them break through the patterns that they haven't been able to break through on their own. So if you are someone who struggles with anything around being seen, using your voice, feeling like you're enough, if you feel like you're blocking love or you don't feel comfortable receiving or you feel guarded when it comes to men or relationships or owning your divine inheritance or your power, if you're a people pleaser, if you self-abandon, if you self-sacrifice, if you struggle with an abandonment wound, all of these things I would love to bring you on the show with. We will keep it confidential if you want and do audio only. We can change your name. We can black out your picture. Whatever it is that you need to feel safe in order to come on the show, I invite you on because the truth is that my magic and my gifts come alive when I am in energetic resonance with someone that needs help and that is begging for answers. And a lot of things that I hear from my clients that I see in therapy and in coaching is, I've never met anybody like you, because a lot of times people just listen and they don't give feedback, they don't share stories, we're taught not to self-disclose. And I'm like, I am not that way. I will talk to you about my own experiences. I will talk to you about things that are coming through me that the guides are telling me to give you. I will help you figure out what's being triggered in you and what the event is that keeps replaying in real time that your higher self is asking you to look at and to free yourself from. I love, love, love doing that work. It is my favorite thing to do. It lights me up. And I want to do that real time with real people who have never had the opportunity to be in my energy and to do this work with me. So if something in you is lighting up and you're like, you know what? I want to come on. I want Alicia to pick some things apart with me because I don't know if I should stay in this relationship. I don't know if it's the right thing to get a divorce. I don't know if I should leave my job. I don't know if I should start an Instagram channel and start speaking about certain things because I'm afraid that I'm going to be picked apart. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, I invite you to come on. When I was deep in meditation the other day on my way home, I don't know why, but spirit always speaks to me when I'm driving. It's kind of my thing. If you see my Instagram channel, you'll notice that I'm literally like mostly in my truck. It just so happens to be where all these downloads kind of come in. And what came to me was my purpose is sacred union. My purpose is inner union. My purpose is to teach how to align with yourself and accept yourself as you are and use this world as an opportunity to play and to shapeshift and to figure out yourself so that you can not only be in love with your life, but be in love with the people that are in it and the experiences that you get to have. So maybe, like me, you are someone that is in a season of their own transition, of holding the weight of the old, but longing and craving for what's next or what's new. And I encourage you to stay the course and to trust whatever space that you are in right now, because there is a divine plan that is unfolding. And the only way that it gets to unfold is if you trust the path that you're walking on. It is normal to question yourself and question God and question your purpose. Like, that is part of the human experience, and it is not wrong. But I can assure you that what I have realized is that that pause and that waiting period is not punishment. It actually is preparation for you to be able to build whatever it is that you need to build within yourself, to trust yourself more fully, and to go boldly into the direction that your body, heart, and mind, and soul longs for you to go. So allow yourself to just do the work and to reflect on the pause. So whether you are someone that is here to heal or to awaken or to deepen your faith, to trust your voice or reclaim your feminine power, or simply to just build confidence within your own self, you are welcome here. And I am so grateful because we have just got started. Wow. Like, wow. When I reflect on the transformation, it's incredible. And I am so honored to be able to be in this space once again with you all. And if you feel called to be considered for an Awaken with Alicia episode, all of the details are in the show notes below. And I welcome you to come on so that I can help you maybe get a little bit more clarity around what's going on within you so that you can feel more confident to step into your purpose and to trust your aligned path.